Alright, let's dive into something truly fascinating today, 3D drawing. You know, it's not just for professionals anymore. I mean, think about it. 100 years ago, there was a coffee house in Franeker, near the station, that also served as a hotel. But sadly, there's nothing left of it now. All that's left are memories, right? But imagine if we had the capability back then to recreate that coffee house using tools like Blender. It would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Wait. So how does Blender even work? I mean, is it like a magic for designing? Because I've seen some incredibly detailed 3D models, and I'm just like, how do they do that?
Absolutely, it seems magical at first. Blender is free, and you can reconstruct things that you see online, which is super helpful. When starting out, it might seem a bit daunting though. You know, the way I got my head around it was by recreating simple things like, remember how everyone seems to make a 3D model of that strappy chair with the slats?
Oh! The one with the legs that look like they're about to, take off? Yeah, I saw a video on that. But wait, how did you even come up with projects to start with? Like, did you just, look around your room or something?
Spot on, absolutely. I started by studying objects I already had, like there was this little box I received once, and I thought, why not figure out how to replicate it? It's all about looking at your environment, and realizing that you can create a digital version of anything you see, from your old house to your school. Plus, there's a wealth of tutorials on YouTube that walk you through the nitty-gritty.
That's super interesting. So like, what happens if you get stuck on a certain detail? Do you have to just sort of, like, hope for the best?
Ah, great question. You definitely don't just wing it. When it comes to recreating buildings or complicated objects, you encounter challenges like exact measurements or interior details. A tip I always share is to start with a flat plane and organize everything in groups and layers. It helps you keep track of your design. And honestly, save your versions along the way. Nothing worse than losing progress.
Oh wow, so it's like making a sandwich or something. Like you've got to, layer it up perfectly. But what if I want to build something wild? Like, a treehouse or even like a spaceship? Can you just combine ideas or do you need solid plans first?
Exactly. It's just like layering a sandwich. Starting from the foundation is key, just like you'd start with a good layer of bread, right? If you're dreaming of a treehouse or a spaceship, having a solid drawing helps you lay out your ideas clearly. And you know what? There's absolutely no limit to possibilities. With 3D drawing, you can visualize your design before even jumping into the building process. It's a fantastic way to ensure everything fits and flows.
Oh, that makes sense. So when I try to, like, replicate my childhood playground, what do I even begin with? Do I just, draw it out first or something?
Exactly. Start with some sketches. Drawing out the layout can help you understand the space better. Think of it like planning a party. You wouldn't just set up the decorations without knowing where the tables go first, right? It's all about the layout.
Right. So if I'm thinking of those big slides and swings, maybe I need to, like, measure everything. Wouldn't it be a bit tricky?